The world's population growth may be taking a surprising turn. There is some evidence that birth rates in India, Brazil, Mexico, Egypt, other countries are dipping against most expectations. In crowded cities, towns, villages where poverty and illiteracy prevail, women are having fewer children. The reduction may mean that a billion fewer people will be born in this century than had been predicted. Adrienne Germain is president of the International Women's Health Coalition in New York. This is really revolutionary, or at least it sounds it, Ms. Germain. There was a report that India may have 600 million fewer people by the year 2100. In Brazil, in the past half century, the fertility rate went from 6.15 to 2.27. What is going on?
Well, the major thing that's going on is a combination between women's will and determination to have the number of children that they can support and care for, on the one hand, and greatly increased access to contraceptive technologies to help them do that. I think the most important thing that we're now seeing, compared to 30 years ago when I first started to work in this field, is a level of consciousness and skills among women to take advantage of contraceptive services that are available.
Where are these women getting these revolutionary ideas? Is it at last something good to blame on television?
Well, in the countries that I know best, and that includes all of South Asia and primarily in rural areas and urban slums, television is actually not very important. I think it really has more to do with the fact that women across the centuries have always wanted to control their reproduction. Women now can tell across generations that even though their mothers might have lost four or five of their own siblings, they themselves don't have to have that many children in order for two or three or four to survive.
But I thought that information technology really did have something to do with it. In Bangladesh, there are more television sets. Villages gather around to watch them, see that families, smaller ones, are living much better lives. And it sort of goes by word of mouth, especially amongst these younger women.
Yeah. Well, I think, in fact, what was the most important factor in the early part of their transition from six or seven children on average in the 70s down to about less than three today was the doorstep delivery of contraceptives. That is, the services reached out to the women themselves where they lived.
And what are the kinds of contraceptives that are being used?
Well, worldwide, actually, interestingly enough, it is still the case that the most frequently used method, including in the United States, is sterilization. And what we're facing as a challenge now is the largest generation ever of young people 18 years old or younger. There are 1.2 billion of them. And obviously, for those young people, some of whom are married very early by their families, others of whom are beginning to be sexually active before marriage, obviously sterilization is not appropriate. The intrauterine device is also not appropriate because if you're having multiple partners and so on, infection is a problem. So we don't, in the age of HIV/AIDS, have a very good set of choices, really, for young people. And basically what they should be using is the male condom. And in fact, you do see increased levels of condom use among young people in many settings. But there, what we need to really come to grips with is the education and understanding of young people about sexuality, the development of their skills to build relationships, but also to negotiate sex, to say no effectively, or not to pressurize a friend that doesn't want to have sex. So it's going to be now, for this generation, I would say, the combination of comprehensive sexuality education together with the availability, especially of condoms, that will make a difference.
You know, it's the old cliche, the future is in the hands of the young. Literally, what you're telling us now is that, in fact, it is, and the size of the population in the future is also in their hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Adrienne Germain of the International Women's Health Coalition.
Thank you.